Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.
When it comes to the rollout of the COVID-19 vaccine here in Australia, one of the most frustrating things hasn't been how slow the government's been in making it happen. It's got to do with the misinformation that's out there.
Oh, geez. How bad has this been? Over the whole period, it's like, oh, 5G does this, that's bad. Then it's vaccination.
Gacy's injecting microchips into us. And the list goes on. And now we've got businesses that are turning away customers who have been vaccinated against the coronavirus. And no, these businesses aren't in Byron Bay, surprisingly. There's a couple up in Queensland. One in particular, the Jimboomba Massage and Wellness Clinic. The owner, Crystal Hollis, she's put signs up saying, if you've been vaccinated against COVID-19, you're not welcome in my massage parlour, and this is why.
It's to do with the spike proteins and things like that, with them being throughout our body, including our reproductive system. We won't massage them. I won't let them in.
Yeah. It's like you won't get a happy start, let alone a happy ending at the Jimboomba Massage and Wellness Clinic. It's not going to happen.
It's because they want to take the credit for getting rid of the coronavirus with their crystals and things. That's why.
It must be. And you're thinking, okay, well, she's one person. No, there's another lady on the Gold Coast.
Oh,
a lady by the name of Yasmina Alder. She runs the Holistic Hairdresser Salon.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Now, she, like Crystal, agrees that vaccinated customers shouldn't be let into her business. But she's done her research, Hutsy.
From what I'm reading and hearing is it's coming through sweat, it's coming through spit, it's coming through the air, so it's being shared.
I see what you're doing there. You're getting the vaccine mixed up with the actual virus.
I think so.
It's like, Yasmina, I'm sure you do some fine haircuts there, but, you know, don't get your science advice from 7-year-old copies of Woman's Day and That's Life. Like, really, when it comes to doing your research, you got to dig a little bit deeper.
Yeah, she's probably one of those people that still thinks War of the Worlds was a real thing when it was broadcast 100 years ago on the radio.
She's like, oh, that Tom Cruise documentary, I saw that, yeah. It's one of those things where when it comes to medical advice, right, you got to talk to your doctor.
Yes.
They are medical professionals.
Mm-hmm.
You shouldn't be getting your medical advice on vaccinations from your local masseuse, your hairdresser. It's the same reason why I don't get my medical advice from TV chefs.
My name is Pete Evans. I'm a chef. I mean, a lot of scientists are now calling our gut our second brain.
Oh, right.
In actual fact, it's sort of our first brain.
Oh.
You reckon he failed anatomy at school?
I think so. I think his colon is his first brain because it's full of crap. The word is to listen to what your doctor has to say.
Doctors say these claims defy science. The COVID-19 vaccines used in Australia do not contain any live virus.
Yeah, doctors are basically saying you cannot catch the vaccine, but there is a good chance that if you hang out with people like this, you will catch stupid and it's incurable.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy, weekdays from 6.
Have you been one of these people to get involved in those Boxing Day sales or big sales where you got to line up and there's hundreds of people, sometimes thousands? And
I don't mind a good sale event. Like, they've just had the Click Frenzy one, but that's online. You don't have to sort of battle it out with the unwashed masses like you used to have to do at the Boxing Day sales.
Yeah, just imagine what it was like back in the day lining up at local Leagues Club and things like that to get tickets to events, like the local Ticket Tech box office somewhere. These days, it's all just online.
Yeah.
Camping out, no deck chairs, nothing like that.
Mm.
No paying a homeless person to sit in line for you for 12 hours while you go to work to try and keep your spot in line. Those days are over.
Mm.
But back a few years back now, when Aldi first started, I used to be obsessed with the special buy. Sometimes I'd see something like, I really want that, but I can't physically get there to get it because a lot of their special buys, when you go there, I remember one time it was for like an MP3 player when they were first starting to get bigger. Video MP3 player.
Oh, wow.
I was like, yeah, this is the future. Can't get there in person. They've always only got like 10 or 12 in the store if you're lucky. Gave my cousins the money, a bit of extra on top for themselves.
Little tip.
Yep. They lined up for me at like 8 o'clock.
Oh, really?
At the front of the store to make sure they were the first in.
Was there one waiting for them or did they leave disappointed?
They got one.
Oh, right, okay.
They basically had blueprints of the whole place. They knew exactly where to go.
You had the schematics.
Yeah. I imagine it's like the Malibu Stacey doll when it comes out on The Simpsons where all of a sudden you need to get the exact spot because everyone's just charging.
I'm surprised you had to wait in line. I thought you'd be like, all right, now here's the schematics of the air conditioning vents. Like, get in there, sneak in at night so you're ready to go when doors open.
But every single year before snow season, we get the Aldi catalogue and all of a sudden there's all this bargain snow gear and you're like, maybe I can go to the snow this year.
Yeah, I got to admit, the lure of the Aldi special buy even gets me. Like, I saw that and I went, oh, maybe I should get some snow gear. I have never been
exactly
to
right.
the snow. Why would I need this stuff?
And it's basically a blood sport when it comes to snow season. They're saying that in previous years, obviously they couldn't have it last year because of COVID, but this year they're taking all these different measures because people go a little bit crazy.
They're getting out of hand.
They get out
well,
of
yeah.
hand.
Like, we've seen people get physical yeah. over these Aldi sales. I remember they had, the, was it the hanging egg chair?
Oh,
I think
yeah.
a couple
Ooh.
Of years back. Yep. And, yeah, there were people, like, throwing punches over this yeah. stuff. Like, settle down.
Yeah, they're basically saying for a lot of people when they get in the store to try and get these special buys, they work in teams to try and get their hands on the best deals. I'd imagine it's like someone's a spotter and the other person's like the sprinter who runs around and then grabs the stuff. It's like a whole system they got worked out.
It's like an Ocean's 11 style yeah. heist just to get your hands on some snow yeah. gear.
But they're expected to go basically to the next level this year. They're saying they're actually going to have bollards in place and signage on display.
What are people ram raiding yeah, Aldi to get the snow gear
this
now?
This is how crazy it's got. And Jeez. They're going to have like groups of 50 people every 15 minutes. Like, they're going to have people waiting outside the store and you won't be allowed in until other people come out and that sort of stuff to make
so it's
it
like
so
a popular nightclub. They've got bouncers out the front.
Is
like,
your name on the list?
No, you're not coming in yet, mate.
As well. And they're saying the majority of the stores like to have security guards as well to help manage the safe flow of customers in each store.
I can't believe it's got to this stage.
Let's say, what has become of us? You know, you don't need security guards. I reckon you need a referee
yeah,
for the things at the moment. And when you look at these facts, they're saying working in teams, push and shove as well. Forget about, you know, this old slogan they have in the store.
Aldi. Good. Different.
Book in that referee and maybe we'll get someone else to adjudicate. Maybe they'll call in this guy to call the play in the store.
Oh, done again. Done again. Here come the reinforcements. Now they've come from the bench as well.
Yeah, I think I'll sit this one out. I'll sit out snow season.
Power FM's Brad and Hutsy. Weekdays from 6.
Next Wednesday is when they've got the Sapphire Coast AFL rep trials at Berrimble Oval in Murrimbula. So a lot of local players descending on Murrimbula for that. But, you know, while AFL is kind of big here on the far south coast, it is massive down in Victoria,
of course. Oh, absolutely.
It's the birthplace of the AFL. And one local match recently had a special guest, a guy by the name of Norm.
Norm, good old Norm.
Yeah, Norm Chapman. He's a father, a husband, and now he can add to the list Old Tosser.
The 90-year-old on hand to toss the coin as two of his sons compete against each other, one for Essendon, the other for Plenty Valley.
You know, I see other people do it and never thought I'd ever go out to toss a coin.
Yeah, it's like it wasn't on his bucket list. But, yeah, Norm's from New South Wales. He flew down to see his sons Mark and Jason
yep.
and for his birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And as a surprise, they went, let's get Dad out at the age of 90 to toss the coin.
Did they allow a lot of extra time? Like, I wonder how much of a surprise was it? It's like, did they reveal it a few days before or did he just literally was at the game and they just called out his name and they had to, like, wait until he got out to the field and...
Yeah, well, you know, he's not as agile as he used to be, so it was a bit slower. And then you also, at the age of 90, you run the risk that your dad's going to go into, like, a long-winded Grandpa Simpson-style story, you know,
and
like...
In those days, Nichols had pictures of bumblebees on him. Give me 5p for a quarter, you
know.
Say.
He starts talking about when the original 5-cent piece came out. And he goes, oh, the queen's on there now. She looks old these days. But when they first brought her out, she was young. Because we have many queens now. We've got Queen Latifah and, to a lesser extent, the band Queen.
He probably took that long doing that little speech. It was like a half-time whistle went.
Like, what?
And even so, like, he's 90, right? He's probably got a penny. He's probably doing the coin toss with a penny or something.
Yeah,
he's like,
I brought my own shilling.
Yeah.
So, obviously, it was a big moment, not only for Norm, but for his sons, Mark and Jason, because they play in the Masters League. So, this is for players over 50. And Norm's been going to their games for decades now, since they were teenagers. But of course, like most parents, he doesn't, like, have a favourite.
Of course.
Or does he?
Jason's the youngest. He's fitter than Mark.
He's already putting bets down on him. He's on the Ladbrokes app just going, I'm going to bet on Jason for this one. He's younger and fitter than Mark.
Yeah, what a legend they're going to all their games over the years. If my parents did that with me, they would have been for a lifetime of disappointment. They just gave up after a couple of
months. Oh, really?
This isn't worth our time.
They didn't even slow the car down. You just had to tuck and roll as you jump out. Oh, Oh, well, the good news is it all went well. Norm's happy. His boys are happy. And, in fact, they're planning on getting him back each year.
Oh,
they want to make it an annual tradition. So Norm should be back next year for the Essendon Plenty Valley Clash. I don't think they'll invite this guy back, though.
Come on, toss it up properly, for goodness sake. Practice in the week, you know you're going to do it. Can't be that hard, can it, guys? Seriously?
Heckling poor Norm from the sidelines, Eddie.
Rough.
No good.
Wake up with Power FM's Brad and Hutsy.